Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Along with the worldwide family, welcome to Blueprint for Life. Let's prepare to get into the lesson. Israel, the Most High, our power is one. Most High, our God, He is one. Let us prepare to go before Him in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, the glory forever. We pray for our brothers and sisters spread throughout the four corners of the earth. Satan, you are already defeated, so we rebuke you. Walk not in fear, but in love, peace, and a sound mind that was given to us by our Abba, our Father, through Christ, our brother, our Messiah, King of kings and Lord of lords. Father, bring forth deliverance. Bring forth a healing inside of your people. Dispel all fear. May the word increase their faith. People be encouraged today on the Sabbath that they're keeping, seeing that we are shut in anyway. We need you. We love you. We glorify you. We wait and depend upon you. We love you much. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High. Hallelujah. That song, Yeshua, in this world calls Jesus Christ. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach. And we give all praise and honor to the Most High through Christ, who's on the right hand making intercessions for us so that we can navigate through this terrain and make it through everything that's happening around us. Actually, this is a wonderful time. I've been saying things such as cocoon, quarantine, the time for metamorphosis. There's been a couple of quarantines in the Bible where the Most High would tell Israelites to lock themselves up until his anger has passed and he dealt with the Gentiles. He also had the Israelites quarantined while he was dealing with Egypt and dispersing the plagues, the viruses that were going around and the attacks of pestilence. He kept them safe as he was preparing for them to march into a better land, a better place, a more blessed place. And he was dealing with the enemies. Your enemies are being humbled right now. And it's not a time for you to live in fear or to be discouraged. You don't have to accept a term such as new norm. This is not your new norm. This is temporary and this too shall pass. But more importantly, when the blood is seen, then that death angel, that virus, must pass. It must all pass. And we give honor and glory unto the Most High for that protection and that covering that we have through him. It's a blessing to know that everything is going to be all right. I am V the Preacher. This is Blueprint for Life, brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio every Sabbath. And we give all praises to the Most High for a day of rest, although many of you have been resting all 7 days because there is no working going on, but we still honor it, set it aside, make it Kodesh. And I hope that throughout this time of quarantine, it's been a time of refreshing spiritually for you, that you're keeping your physical exercise going inside the home, and that you're keeping your eyes on the prize. Because, as I said, this too will pass, but also Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. So I'm seeing forward motion. This is a perpetual move. We are going towards that was prophesied would happen in this world and for Yah's people in the last days. And these truly are the last days. And we're looking forward to our salvation drawing nigh, our redemption drawing nigh. And, you know, we do know that it gets worse before it gets better. And we have to just learn to accept that. So we're going to get into that today. Title of the lesson today is Go Get It. We'll be coming out of Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9. But we'll get into that a little bit later. We're going to get into the holistic segment. Got some good things that you should be ingesting during this season. It's automatically a flu season anyway, and I'm not going to get into all the conspiracy theories today, but we're going to just make sure that our bodies are cleansing themselves. It's nothing better than fasting or eating raw vegetables. These things will heal your body and restore your temple, so let's be prepared. Also want to welcome online today, I believe Brother D is online. Shabbat shalom, Brother D.
Shabbat shalom, Brother D.
How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. You're talking about thanking the Most High. And you should try and find a way to do that every day. I try and set the time of day every day to thank the Most High for all that he's done for us. Thank him for Yeshua. Because we're doing a lot.
Yes, we thank him for the sacrifice that was made. And people have to realize that this is all understood by the Most High, because he's omniscient, omnipotent, and he planned such a time as this, and we don't realize that all things work together for our good. We just can't see it yet. And I was talking to some people last night that said, well, maybe it's time for me to start reading the book of Revelations. And I said, they kind of got upset with me, because I said, well, it's a little bit too late for that. And the only reason I said that is because at this point they need a teacher, because you're not going to just read Revelations and understand it. You're not going to understand Revelations if you don't understand the prophecies in the book of Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Obadiah. You're not just going to read Revelations and find out what's going on. If you don't even understand what happened in the first Exodus, you're not going to understand Revelations. So I believe that a lot of people should start submitting to Yah, ask for his wisdom, and also come up under the teachers at a season that can help them to progress in a journey. Because, you know, Revelations is not an easy read.
No, it's not.
No. Too many allegories, metaphors, prophetic utterances, a lot of symbology, and it would still really be very difficult to try and put everything in perspective and put it in its proper place. So,
yeah, this is true. I try to read that, see, at least once every couple of months. But, you know, but just like you said, I've read other parts of the Bible, and so if you really want to get an idea of what's going on in Revelation, you need to take hold of that book.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's important to, I also said this, no one's going to have understanding, even those that teach, if they're not filled with the Holy Spirit that reveals on things and illuminates the scriptures and opens it up to you. I go back and read scriptures that I've read in the past, and I still can find something different in one verse that I didn't see maybe years ago. And that's called divine revelation. That's a blessing from Yah when he allows the Holy Spirit to let that particular verse coincide with another verse you read some time ago. And that way scripture interprets scripture, and you start getting line upon line, precept upon precept, a little bit here, a little bit there. So that's why it's always, this is the word of Yah. It's alive. It's real. It's not a book. It's not just words, a Bible. It's not a roadmap. I mean, this is his word. This thing is alive. And when you ingest it, read it, dissect it, it gives you life. So it's always going. Anything that has life grows. It grows. And it gets more and more beautiful to you. You look at a plant. It's the same thing. So if you're not willing to change, then there'll be no growth. There'll be no inspiration. There'll be nothing else. So, okay, before I get into this lesson here out there, and I want to cover the healthy and holistic segment before I get into the reading of the law. And this week, I want to reiterate something I talked about last week in the healthy and whole segment, because there's a lot of people that are understanding during the flu season, it's important to drink hot liquids and beverages as much as possible, especially black tea, green tea, things like that, herbal teas. And you're looking to get a lot of vitamin C, and you're looking to kill off a lot of mucus inside your body. So one of the ones that I talked about last week, I want to go over it one more time, and that is called wormwood leaf. Wormwood leaf, or bitter wormwood. Either one of those will work, and you can find them at your health food store. Main reason is because the main nutrient inside the wormwood is vitamin C. Now, I know many of you are thinking about wormwood that hits the waters in the book of Revelations. That's exactly what I'm in reference to. People don't understand that book. This is an herb from a plant, a tree that I'm in reference to. And it has vitamin C in it. And it has been useful for gastric pain, liver, the gallbladder. It can be turned into an oil. It's a cardiac stimulant. It deals with morning sickness and gout. So this is also good for blood circulation. This is something you should add to your supplement, your supplement, you know, regimen that you take every day. And I have another one that's going to be important during this time. It's called licorice root. It's like a stick. And you can actually put this inside your tea and stir your tea with this along with honey. But what you get from licorice root, it has biotin, calcium, choline, iron, lecithin, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, C, and E. So all of these vitamins will assist during the flu season. Its stimulating action helps to counteract stress, supplies energy to the body, It works with your lungs, your stomach, your intestines, your spleen, your liver. It contains substances similar to adrenal cortical hormones and has an estrogenic effect. It's an important herb for treating adrenal insufficiency, gland problems, disorders, spots, blood cleanser, detox, purified, coughs, colds. So it's liquid root. This is something that's very important. It will also help with mucus, dealing with phlegm, and getting rid of those things. Licorice root, not licorice sticks, red whips and all that. No, the actual stick. You want to add that to your regimen during this time. But most of all, we don't have to. We talk about these herbs before the flu hit because we wanted everybody to have a healthier body because you're eating too much junk food, GMO vegetables, the air is bad, the water is bad. You've got to detox daily now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Brother V, yeah, you mentioned the mucus. Remember Dr. Sabi used to talk about that a lot, getting that mucus out of our body. And one thing about this this virus, coronavirus, what I understand is it thickens the mucus. The mucus gets real thick, and then that's why especially older people have problems. So you're bringing up something good for people to take and to use during this time.
Right. I think I'll probably start getting more into every week foods that help to decrease mucus and foods that increase mucus, such as dairies, cheese, ice cream, all that stuff. Doesn't need to be happening like that. And there's a big controversy on spinach. The jury's still out, as far as I'm concerned. Somebody was eating raw spinach and they got rid of mucus. Dr. Stevie talked about the fact that spinach produces mucus. So it's this there's a little debate in that area. But I do know that raw vegetables, if you eat those while you're fasting or you do a fast with just raw vegetables, the body can heal itself and cure itself. And drinking a lot of tea and a lot of honey will help to dispel of a lot of mucus inside your body. Mucus is what causes sickness because it carries different bacteria throughout the body. And this particular bacteria and this mucus right here, it goes from your throat, gets into your lung, causes a pneumonia. People can't breathe, pain in their chest.
Yeah.
People, don't let it happen to you. If you got a sore throat, take this serious.
Yes, especially if you've had pneumonia in the past.
I can give you a good one, too, as I'm sitting here sipping on my black tea and lemon. Another one that's good for mucus is basil leaves, raw basil leaves. You can make a tea out of the basil leaves. You can chew on the basil leaves and cook with them. And this actually helps to deal with pneumonia and getting fluid out of your lungs and mucus. So you might want to incorporate that into your diet as well. So I'm not a doctor. I have not ran this by the FDA. But I know that the Most High put it in the earth, and you need to know how to use it and what it's good for. And that's the information that we're passing along. And that's what we're all about. All right. Well, with that being said, I want to get into some of the reading of the law before we get into a lesson. So let's get into some of that. And it's because there's something in the reading of the law that I think is applicable that I want to talk about. I think I mentioned it last week. I don't know, Brother D, do you have your word in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Let's look at Exodus 30 and 21.
Exodus 30 and 21. Just that verse?
Yes. Let me make sure if there's anything else we want to cover. I know that's the main verse that I want to talk about just leading up to it. Go ahead and start with verse 19.
Okay, Exodus 30, and we're starting at verse 19. And Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet dripped. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near the altar to minister, to burn offerings made by fire unto the Most High. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generation.
Man, how amazing is that? That he gave us as priests these instructions years ago and told us to keep doing it throughout our generation, washing our hands.
Yes. And people are just discovering that again.
And the thing I really like is that he said, so that you won't die. He knew that you could not even come into his presence with dirty hands, bacteria, having picked up viruses. See, as we talked about last week, Christ didn't never get sick or have a virus. There's no virus that could live inside of his holy temple, which is why we want our temples to be holy, because the spirit and the cleansing, the external cleansing of our bodies and the inward cleansing can deal with all manner of sickness. This is why we fast. This is why we flush. This is why we cleanse the inside by simply fasting, because these kinds come out by prayer and fasting. And so,
Brother V, if I can say something too, you know, back in the day, our ancestors, you know, that's what they did. They cleaned themselves. They washed themselves. In Europe, there wasn't a thing. Those people would go long times without taking baths, and wash themselves or whatnot. And there was a lot of plagues and things that would kill them because they didn't do things like this.
Right.
And when our ancestors were in castles, mansions, they were living, you know, and these are royalty living in barns. This is where their headquarters were.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So these diseases can be likened to demon spirits, and you can pass it on. There was a movie that Denzel Washington was in where they were passing off demonic spirits by touching people. It's called a transference. I don't think people understand the power of transference and how this sickness can tie in with demon spirits. What we have with transference is that, listen, Acts 19, verses 10 and 11, Apostle Paul was transferring the anointing off of his life and putting it onto handkerchiefs and aprons. And the women, the handmaidens, would take these handkerchiefs and aprons to the sick and demon-possessed and lay it on them, and they would be healed because it was a transference. That's the same way somebody can transfer a spirit of lust, lying, deception, hatred, murder, and sickness. So if somebody passes on right now, we know that people can pass on this disease through clothing, hand touches, handshakes, hair, and that you have to be cleansed. And so when you go all the way back to this time, when the priests were being instructed, don't even come into the temple, don't come in around the congregation, don't come around the people unless you have washed yourself externally, cleansed yourself, and especially the priests could not go into the Holy of Holies if the inside wasn't clean, which is why they would tie a bell to the priests. And if the priest fell out and died in the presence of the Lord, because he had sin on him, they had to drag him out. So this cleanliness next to godliness is serious, because you're dealing with sickness, which comes from Satan, which comes from sin, which is why Christ would heal people. And after healing them, he always would say, now go and sin no more. Sin produces death. Sin produces sickness. And when you're God-minded, spiritually minded, you want to keep yourself clean, and you want to come before him in a clean manner. I'm not trying to hear what these churches say and come as you are. No, you need to come, be baptized, and be cleansed, and change who you used to be. So,
where are we going?
I like that one right there. That's the main one I wanted to bring out for on the reading of the law. And let's see. There's another one.
It has a lot of meaning for today.
It's a lot of meaning. But what part I like is that it said when you read it, throughout your generation. This is something we're supposed to continue to do. I mean, how many of you wash up before you come in his presence with joy, singing, and thanksgiving and prayer? How many of you shower first? How many of you, you know, there was a mandate to the children of Israel that they weren't supposed to come in like a husband and wife. If they were to have relations, they were to wash themselves after that, take a shower, and change the sheets, clean the sheets, before they were to go into the Sabbath of the Shabbat. So, Most High is serious about the cleansing of the temple and the cleansing on the inside. And I'm glad I'm bringing this up because we're getting ready to go into Passover. And immediately after Passover, we're going into the Feast of Unleavened Bread, where we're learning how, not learning how, actually removing the leaven from our lives, which is the anger and the bitterness. The anger and the bitterness, removing it from our lives. And so we want to start practicing these things because we will be judged according to what we're doing. Because let's face it, 1 John 3:2, what is sin? Sin is transgressing the law. So if we have these mandates, we have to continue. Christ came and did away with ceremonial and sacrificial laws. But Christ did not do away with the dietary law. Christ didn't do away with the moral law, which is inside the Ark of the Covenant, which is the Ten Commandments written by the finger of Yah. Christ didn't do away with that. He dealt away with sacrificial laws, people being killed for breaking laws and sinning. You would be stoned to death. He shed his blood once and for all time. He became our eternal Passover and sacrifice. And we do these things as a type and a shadow of things to come in remembrance and practicing these things and incorporating it into our lives because there are blessings that stem from us being obedient to the word of Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into Go Get It. Go Get It is based on Joshua, the first chapter, verses 1-9. We're going to take a look at Deuteronomy 28:1-2. And we're definitely going to go to Proverbs 28:9. Talk about the benefits of being obedient, keeping these laws and the promises that are coming for us. Because trust me, the Most High is preparing us for something that's around the corner. Be right back.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Some of y'all think y'all at church. No, you just listening to worship music. And the Most High shut these churches down and put all y'all in your homes and allow you husbands and men to be the pastors of your home and teach your children. But one thing we do know, the reason I like that song is called You Know My Name. So the Most High has a plan for us. He knows us by name, and he's there with us. And he said that in his presence is the fullness of joy. One thing some of y'all don't do is y'all don't know how to really worship and pray and praise him. Because he said he inhabits the praises of Israel, Psalms 148. So we got to get that into our life. When you can get into music, get joyful, sing, be content, be happy, have peace. When you don't let the devil, Hashatan, rob you of your joy. You know, when you can put on a crack, I don't care what it is, and get happy about your life, where you are, and what you have right now. And a lot of you need that inside your home right now. Very important. Very important. All right.
If I can say one thing too, to Hebrews out there, this is time to lean on the Most High, to trust in Him, you know, and believe that He'll keep you healthy. And even if you know, it's always Most High's will be done. If you do wind up getting this, well, you know, stay close to the Most High; He'll bring you through it. But this is the time for us to lean on Him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we talked about last week, the children of Israel coming out of Goshen. That was one of the things we talked about. We also talked about Psalms 91, being in the presence. We talked about John 3, 6, where we talked about He that is born of the flesh is of the flesh. He that's born of the spirit is of the spirit. So we said all those things to know that when this does pass, we will be preparing ourselves to move into a promised land, a promised blessing, a promised disposition, and we will have to preach. I was talking to one brother last night, and he asked me about when Christ said, when we see these things, to flee to the mountains. And there's actually some people that have fled up to Redding in Northern California right now, Brother B, and hiding in tents.
Hold on. So Hebrews are right up there where the rednecks are, huh? There's a lot of them up there.
Man, they up there fighting hungry mountain lions and bears. They just waking up from spring. It's spring. And looking out for snakes and calling, talking about running out of canned food too, okay? And running out of water and calling back down here to about what's happening in the city. Has it started yet? Martial law? Like, come on, man, what is wrong with y'all? And the reason I'm tripping on that is because if we're supposed to be a light for darkness and the salt of the earth, are we not supposed to be here in the midst and a voice crying out in the wilderness telling people to repent and prepare?
Exactly.
That's our job. And you know, scripture said, whoever tries to save his life will lose it.
Yeah, exactly. I think of that a lot, you know, because these people are so worried about, well, this is going to happen to me, this is going to happen to you, or it happened to them. Like I said, whoever is afraid for their life will lose it.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I just trust in the Most High. You know, people ask me, you know, you see people in there, they got their mask on, they got their gloves on, and then you hear people. The funny thing is, they tell you, well, we're gonna do this social distancing. That's the new phrase now. And then they get in the store and they touching everything that everybody else touched.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Right. I didn't think about that. Some of the canned food you picking up, somebody can touch and dealt with it. They handled the fruit and put their hands
exactly
on some stuff.
You're talking about social distancing outside the store.
Right.
That's just funny.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Brother D. You know, before social distancing came up, I started social distancing from some people, period.
Yeah.
And when this is all over, there's going to be some more social distancing. I am making my circle very small because I'm trying to see the King. I'm trying to get somewhere. And people have a tendency to be very pessimistic, negative, and try to pull you down.
Yes.
He tries to get us by ourselves so that we'll spend more time with him. John the Baptist, you'll see a lot of people in the scriptures and the word or that were anointed or called to teach and preach end up becoming loners. They spend more time with Yah. Boy, Enoch was one of the biggest loners I've ever heard about.
Exactly. And, you know, in this this time, like I said, it's, you know, people are, they're afraid. I mean, don't be afraid. You know, you stay with the Most High. If something happens, it happens. But like I said, you just trust in the Most High.
Right.
And no fear.
Right. Right. All prayers going out also to Brother Bowie, who actually talked about it. He's got a conglomeration, a plethora of churches throughout the country that follow him. So I'm praying that the Most High will be merciful towards him, because I think he's close to 80 years old and he caught this virus.
Yeah.
So all our prayers go out to him as well, and his churches, Israel of God, out of Chicago and, like I said, throughout the world. And I believe they're on now. I'll be touching bases after we get off to see if he's recovered, if he's doing better.
Great, great. For Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Where are we going here?
First verse all the way through the ninth verse.
First verse. All right. Joshua, chapter 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Joshua 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Most High, it came to pass that the Most High spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over the Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness.
I want to comment on that real quick, because when you look at the last chapter, and we're not going to read it, the last chapter of Deuteronomy, 34th chapter, it talks about the fact that they grieved for 30 days. And there comes a time when the Most High wants you to, it's okay to have missed some things because you're grieving because you missed someone or you missed something. I can tell you people that life will never be the same after what we're going through right now. It's just not going to continue to be the same. But if you look at Deuteronomy, when you turn the page, which is something we should be doing in life right now, preparing to turn the page, you see Yah telling Joshua, okay, now it's time to go in. Okay, Moses is dead now. It's time to move on. Some things in your life are dead. It's time to move on. Finances, different things. It's time to move on. And we have to be mindful of that. We need to be very mindful of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Verse 4, for the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. The Most High had to, you know, it's funny, this next verse here, I'm going to say, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for inherit the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. You know, you can imagine Joshua's there, and then the Most High said, okay, Moses is gone, so you're going to step into his shoes. And it had to be, you know, it had to be intimidating, but the Most High did, he assured Joshua, call them down, said, I'll be with you. That's all you need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it was pretty tough for Joshua to step in his shoes, but he was ready, willing, and able, because he was one of the two that went and spied out the land and said, yeah, we can take these giants. We can do this. He had the faith from the beginning, and he was bold. He was introduced as Moses' servant, which is seen in the Hebrew word Masharet, which means one who ministers. So his name means one who ministers. His name had been changed from Oshea. Joshua's name used to be Oshea and got changed to Joshua. So he had instructions to inquire through the priests, use the Urim and Thummim, and to take complete command. And I read this because two things. The Most High wants us to take complete command of the situation that he has placed us in. We can't run to the left, to the right. There's nowhere to run. Prophecy told us that they'll tell us Christ is in the woods. He's over here. And Jesus told us, Yeshua, don't go over there, because there are many false Christs are going to arise in this time. The other thing you just read, be strong and of good courage. Anytime you're getting ready to transition and go into a different area of a promise, the Most High said, be strong and of good courage. He can't deal with people who are struggling with fear, anxiety, hatred, unforgiveness, vacillating in between emotions and thoughts, getting angry for no reason or over the most trivial, silliest things. Be strong of good courage and about your Father's business at all times, because Satan comes to rob, kill, and destroy.
You mentioned people unforgiving. There's plenty of running to people like that. They're holding a grudge against somebody. You tell them, you know, if you can't forgive this person, the Most High said he can't forgive you. I said, is that the kind of situation you want to put yourself in? But people are so into this world that they just, you know, that goes in one ear out and out the other. Because they want to hold their grudge more than they want to please the Most High.
Right. Okay, I'm going to let you finish. Try not to interrupt you. And then I'm going to bring Brother Tony in after you finish these next two verses.
Oh, good. Good to hear Brother Tony here. Okay, where are we at? Seven?
Yes.
Yeah. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying, Brother Lee?
No, I'm just saying, wow.
Okay. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. There it is again. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Most High thy Elohim is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
That is the crux of my lesson today, verse 8 and 9. 8 describes all the blessings if you keep the commandments and meditate day and night. But verse 9 said, listen, this is us right now. Be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid of no flu, no corona, the last days, prophecies. Should I go here? Should I do this? Am I going to be forced to take the chip vaccination? Don't be afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Most High is with you wherever you go. He's going to be by your side. But Brother 8, verse 8 was just killing me. The law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Don't stop it. Every day we're supposed to meditate on this. Why? Because this is what's going to bring you prosperity when they take the dollar away. This is what's going to help you to have good success when there are no jobs to go to. The Most High can make a way out of no way, and we have to believe that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, Brother Tony. How you doing?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, brothers. How y'all doing?
Fine. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Tony. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Brother Demetrius, man, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's weathering the storm here, and like I mentioned earlier, keeping my faith in the Most High to get me through this.
That Las Vegas up there looked like they say it's like a ghost town up there.
It sure is. I'm telling you. I think the gamblers must be there. They're at home. They're at home, I'm telling you, they're jonesing.
Brother V.
Yes, sir.
Your show is blessed, and just nice to hear all this good information coming out, man. Just a blessing, brother.
All praises to the Most High, man. We got to encourage. I think you and I talked about this last night, that what we're supposed to be doing right now, he said, when we see these things, we need to exhort and encourage one another ever more So in this hour, tell people to hold on, hold fast, don't trip on what you see, what you hear. Stand fast. So we need each other in this hour.
Right on.
So, man, that Joshua 1:1-9 is the message I want people to get today. Be strong and of good courage. The Most High promised to never leave us out here hanging. He's not going to let us go through it. Just be of good courage and stay meditating on this law and be the priest he's called you to be. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 28:1-2 real quick, because this is what he said, Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yah and observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Most High will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Most High. What I like about that one, he said, blessings are going to come on you. Blessings are going to overtake you. You're going to get some things you didn't even expect or see coming that's going to bless your life, your family's life, and the people that you're trying to come into contact with. All we have to do is be vigilant, sober, strong, of good courage, and stay in his word, his commandments.
Yeah, and if I can say something to the Most High, he doesn't get with cowards. You know, because the way it works is that if you run around afraid of everything, you're scared of things, well, that means you don't have faith in him. Because if you got faith in him, you shouldn't be running around here with fear. Fear, that's from the devil. That's from Satan.
Right. Let me read this one, and then we can get into a dialogue discussion about a few different things. I know Brother Tony got some things he wants to bring up and talk about. Proverbs 28:9. He that turneth away his from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. This ain't the time to say I'm not trying to hear that, because your prayer is not being heard, accepted. It's an abomination to the Most High. If you not stand in this law, meditating day and night, and as I said before, not the ceremonial, sacrificial, and killing of animals. I'm talking about the moral law, Ten Commandments, holy days, dietary laws. You got to stay on it and meditate day and night. And Peter made it clear in 2 Peter 3:15-17 how important it is to understand the law, the Old Testament, Torah, and understand the epistles. So we got to be encouraged.
Right,
yeah.
Hey, Brother Demetrius.
Yeah.
I remember before when me and you was talking, and Brother V reminded me of something. When Yahshua, our Hebrew Messiah, Yahshua, people ignorantly call Jesus, he said in Matthew, he said, "Not one jot nor one though no wise fall from the law until heaven and hell." You know.
Pass away.
I was a little confused about a couple of things, but, you know, just wanted to say that, you know, Brother V just reminded me and brought me back to light in a couple of things, you know, that I was a little, you know, confused on in a couple of things that, and you had talked to, you know, a couple of months back.
Yeah. I was talking to him last week also about some, you know, things that I was a bit confused about. But, you know, that's how this book is. The more you read, the more you see other stuff, and it makes you think.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
Just to change the subject a little bit, I was reading on the news last night that Trump is activating 1 million military personnel from all branches of service, man, that are being activated.
I just seen
that last night. I was like, whoa. I think that when they say they can't let a good crisis, go to waste, this is what they're really bringing in, Brother V. I heard you saying earlier on the show, like, that the Most High is preparing us for something big that's coming around the corner. And when I heard you say that, I was like, wow, because Trump is activating 1 million, man. It's like they ain't telling people. I think they're doing it slowly, but they're not telling people what's really coming around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I wanted to say, man.
Well, they're softening people up to the point to where people are going to be clamoring for that for vaccination for this. That's going to allow
right.
them to put them chips in you, those nano chips in you. They're going to be wanting, and, you know, it's going to be easier for them because they know everybody doesn't. A lot of people don't like vaccinations, but a lot of people that are afraid of this coronavirus or whatnot, they're going to be clamoring for it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you as far as that they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. I don't know that they knew we were going to be so compliant and not revolt. And now that they see they got us under their finger because everybody's obedient without guns, without martial law, I don't think they want to let
yeah.
this one go. They're going to try to milk this for everything
yeah.
they can milk it for.
That's right.
Yeah, because yeah, I know what
they got those chips now. You know, for the last 10 years, every year, their technology getting better. And I think that with that vaccination that's coming, I think that when they inject you with that, that's going to have a chip inside that can monitor you, see where you're going. I mean, this thing is so advanced. It's that, you know, that angel technology, them fallen angel technology.
No, they have the demons. Yeah, you're right, angels, but the demons. That's
fallen
where
angels.
That technology is coming from, yes. Yeah, that's where that's coming from.
No.
So we know.
That stimulus package, talking about what Brother Tony just said, includes the new, what type of dollar? Electric dollar or what was it called?
Yeah, that's right.
Physical currency.
Well, they put all kind of stuff in that bill, and there's another one coming after that. This is not
right.
the last one.
Right.
But, like I said, they put all kind of stuff in that bill, especially stuff for the rich and the corporation, you know, the wicked side of things. They've put quite a few things in there for themselves.
You know, back in 2003, I had did a 5-day fast, and I was a little younger, you know. I was able to endure that fast, you know, with prayer and everything. But that fast, like, not only changed me, you know, mentally and get me closer to the Most High, but it also made my body so strong that it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that I'm going to, you know, coming up this week, I'm going to just start off with water and fruit. And then the next day, water, fruit, and vegetables. I'm going to do that for half of the week. And then I'm going to go the other half of the week with just water. And I'm gonna gradually go into the fast. And because I think right now is the time, man, like, if people really got to get their bodies together, you know, mentally and physically, you know, because like what you were saying, like it's coming around the corner. It says that, you know, in Second Edges talks about the things that people are going to see, men's hearts are going to fail them.
Right.
You know, only going to be people that are strong, that are, you know, with the Most High, the stuff that we're going to be seeing, a lot of people's hearts are going to fail them, man, you know.
Right.
You know, and they're testing people a lot because you remember back when they had that false alarm in Hawaii of a nuclear attack or whatnot, and well, in fact, one guy did drop of a heart attack. But you know, they're seeing how we're going to respond to these things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I think this hits. You know, all these people that are on heart medications and high blood medication and diabetes medications, all that stuff ain't going to be available. There's going to be no hospital visits. There ain't going to be none of that. And people going to be stuck. And that's how they figure a lot of people are going to die too, man. You know, none of the nurses ain't going to be going to the hospitals taking care of the poor. I mean, taking care of the people that need. It's going to be so bad. So they know that thousands of people all across the country, thousands, maybe even millions, are going to pass away just right there. Just right
on,
there.
And on the other hand, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, please continue, brother.
Okay. All right. And on the other hand, there are a lot of people that are going to get stronger because they not having all that stuff, they will be fasting, and that is going to make their body strong because then you're using all the herbs that the Most High has given us here to make us strong. People will get stronger once they stop putting a lot of that stuff in their body.
Yeah, I agree with you that a lot of people are going to get sick because they've gotten people addicted to pharmaceutical medicine to the point where they worship it as a god. Like, that is the ultimate healer, the pharmakia, not God. So they've come to depend on it. So they are, this world has them trapped. They're going to tell them you can't get the pharmaceutical medicine, you can't go shopping, none of this stuff. Unless you get this chip, unless you agree to this, unless you agree to this new electoral dollar, you've got to comply. And I believe that travel will be restricted based upon the vaccination. If you're not vaccinated, you will not be allowed to travel from state to state. So we're going to have to bear down, be strong with good courage, and deal with a lot of these things because it's definitely coming. I mean, a million troops about to be unleashed. Because what's going to happen is the curve is not going to go down, and we're already staying in the house. Now they're going to forbid us from doing anything, which is going to change our commerce, the way we work, the way we deal with our kids, where they go to school. Everything is transitioning right in front of our eyes.
And
it's amazing that we heard these messages for the last 15, 20 years, but we thought it wasn't going to never come, and now it's right here at our front door.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that thought it wouldn't turn, but, you know, being that we've been in this book and looking at what the Most High is coming, you know, we're not surprised. We're not surprised. And like I said, we're not running around here, you know, like chickens with our head cut off because we're afraid.
Right. Right.
And the thing is, when I've told people, you know, I said I'm practicing, you know, my normal cleanliness and everything else, I said, but I'm with the Most High. I'm not doing all this stuff that they're telling me to do out there, and I get pushed back, and people get upset about it. So I said, now you got to be doing something more than just trusting in the Most High. That's what I get from them.
Well, that's why it's important for us to exhibit our faith in this hour. And even if we give words of encouragement telling people that the Most High loves them and cares about them, he's going to make this be all right. You know, because they got some evil things they're doing to the homeless and everything.
Yeah. Anyway, you get back to the homeless. I remember they get so evil with that they were even putting, you know, at certain times, you know, during the day, they put these little spikes on the benches and stuff so that they could lay down there comfortably. I mean, you know, who wants to stop somebody from resting outside, you know, because they don't have a place to live? I mean, that's just the epitome of evilness.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. That's evil. Yeah, that's evil. So they want to control our water, our food, and control us, tell us where we can go. They're practicing on us this weekend. Don't go to the parks. Don't go to the beaches. Don't go nowhere. Y'all not obeying. Yeah, so we're going to shut everything down because you won't obey. Do what we tell you to do on the news. You don't do it, we're going to close everything.
because the Most High, you know, we're outside enjoying what the Most High gives us, like that sun, you know. They can't do with that sun like we do. You know what I mean? That strengthens us. You know, but they're inside. And there's gonna come a time, like I said, especially when they start to martial law, they're gonna tell you to stay inside, and they mean it. You better not come out of there unless you have certain permissions and reasons to go out.
Yeah, this is why we gotta be of good, you know. Be strong and of good courage. You know, in Luke, the 24th chapter, which has a lot of prophecy, we have Shahamashiach telling us that all prophecy has to be fulfilled. And we've read where prophecy is bringing us into this point right now, that prophecy told us this would happen. And then I remember in Luke 24, he prayed that the Most High would open their understanding. And that's my prayer, that, you know, you've been studying these lessons, but you have not been understanding. Just like I took the last night to talk about a time to start reading the book of Revelations. It takes the ruach to open up your spirit, to give you the understanding. Some people read words and it won't resonate with them. It won't light up to their understanding.
Yeah.
In order to get that understanding is by having a relationship with Christ, HaMashiach. You got to have a relationship with him, be close to him, study these, keep the commandments, study the word, meditate on it daily. Because he said, when you see these things, look up. He didn't say go flee and run because he said he was going to gather us. He said, look up. And I think that's amazing because I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The whole world has been tricked into looking down at their smartphone and their laptops and computers. All we do is look down, because the laptop and the computers is where everybody's trying to get their information. What do I do? What do I eat? Where's my resources? They want that God from that laptop to tell them what to do. But nobody's looking to the hills from which cometh our help, or looking up to the Most High. Because he said, when you see these things, know that your redemption is drawing nigh, meaning that the return of Yeshua is coming back. Yeshua is on his way, and we're supposed to be getting ready. If you're not looking for him, that means you might fall off. You might slip. You might slip into drunkenness, adultery, fornication, railing, accusations, just all types of things that happen, which will keep you out of the kingdom. So Satan is making a big push right now to make sure that the Israelites don't get in.
Well, they've got us hooked on all these electronic devices. And I just tell people they're fine, we use them for what we need to use them for. The Most High, you know, not about that. Nothing's out here without the Most High's approval. And so I suggest people make sure they get some of the books, you know, the hard print that you can keep with you when they get rid of this or when they start limiting this internet. So I always, you know,
right.
You see books, I buy them and keep them in your library. You know, you can read them, you can always go back to them.
You know, I'm trying to understand how come we don't understand that he said, thy word shall have I hid in my heart, so I might not sin against you. We're supposed to be memorizing this word. That's why he wants you to get it inside your heart. This is why he said, I'm going to establish a new covenant. I'm about to say this. And that new covenant, I'm going to write my commandments inside my people's hearts. You're not going to need a bunch of fringes to remind you of it, because it's supposed to be written in your heart, because you're supposed to be inside you, because now the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, is inside you.
Yeah, well, I pray for that every day.
Well, it's called the digital dollar. That's what I was trying to say. They want everybody.
Dollar,
if you don't have, if you're still working with a flip phone, you ain't gonna get these digital dollars. They want you to go get a smartphone, and they want you to open up an electronic wallet. And now they're gonna send you your money online, up in the cloud. People like Salesforce industry is booming. IBM, they're all booming right now because they're not gonna shut down the internet. They're going to make us live according to the internet. And that's what we're dealing with, the digital dollar. And I got something. I'm about to drop a bomb on y'all. We sitting up here crying about reparations, but they could drop $2 trillion, just like that.
You see that? You see that? And they, exactly. And they're making noise about wanting to pay what they owe. But just like you said, they dropped that money just like that. They got plans to drop more.
Right.
Giving the corporation, the rich people, that's who's getting the reparations. That's who's getting our reparations.
We're supposed to be in debt as a country, and they about to drop $2 trillion on us, $4 trillion on Congress and corporations and CEOs, and they just want to see when the dust settles, how many people have died, and hopefully we've encouraged a new way of life.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, then, like I said, they'll be giving a lot of that up when the Most High comes to gather us. They, like I said, we'll get them reparations, but, you know, it's going to be on the Most High's time.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing this radio stuff for about, you know, 12 to 15 years, but it's amazing now. All the churches are closed. Everybody on the radio, the internet, trying to preach, teach. I feel sorry for these pastors that's trying to keep their offense going with, you know, PayPal and all that stuff, because they're afraid they're going to lose what they've earned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
And that brings us back to the fact that we were supposed to be preaching and teaching, not for worldly gain and earthly gain, but freely we receive, freely we should give.
This is true. Because if you're out there, you know, you're equating this book with you getting money, and you're going down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what this is about. And people, like I said, as this time goes on, we got to get closer and closer to the Most High, learn as much as we can, you know, so that we can be ready. We can be ready when He comes to gather us, when Yeshua come back. I just pray every day that, you know, I have myself ready for when that comes, that time comes. Don't take it for granted.
That's right. And my sister, you know how we all have people in our family that have these gifts. You know, some people have gift interpretation. Some people have prophecy vision. Some people have dreams that come to pass.
Right.
Well, you know, my sister, Brother V, she has that. You know, she
right.
has dreams that comes to pass exactly the way how she dreamed them, right?
Right.
So I say about 8 months ago, my sister told me that she had a dream that was so disturbing, okay, that she called me and told me. She was like, man, I had a dream. It was like I was sitting at a movie theater, and I could just, like, I was watching a movie, and I just seen America was no more. She was saying people were hanging themselves, and it was military was on the move. You know, people were going crazy, killing themselves, hanging themselves. The dollar was no more. It was so disturbing that she called and told me about this, right? And I was just like, wow. And so she just had another dream, Brother V and D, that he said that America, he said that this dream, she woke up in the dream, and she said that it said that the stage is being set. She heard the voice say that, the stage is being set.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, we can see that. We can see that. And you're right. There's people, they're not going to be able to handle that at all. Because the other day, this guy, he jumped out of a building. He's way up there because he lost his money. I mean, because that's all they know. Some of them is all they know. They have that money. They spend that money. And that's their life. That's their God. And then when it's gone, they take themselves out.
Yeah,
but I do believe what you said. That's just like I said. We are gonna start having visions and dreams, and that's pretty much what scriptures say. You know, we know America is going to have its issues. They're going to fall.
Right.
And that way, the rest of the world will fall right behind.
Yeah.
Babylon.
Everybody's
the daughter of Babylon.
Yeah. And just like it says, you got a lot of people in this country from other lands. They're going to start going. And as America starts dropping, they're going to go back to their homeland. They're going to go back to their homelands once this stuff starts happening, just like the Bible says they would.
Yeah. The most high willing. I mean, I receive what Lisa saw in those dreams, because I know the Most High deals with me like that in dreams, too. Sometimes I have to wake up and fall on my knees because it's so vivid, so real. And I kind of got into a habit of writing them down. As a matter of fact, you should tell Lisa when she wake up to grab her journal and write the whole dream out. And he said in Joel, the second chapter, and if I get a chance next week, I'll probably teach from that. Joel, the second chapter, and Acts, the second chapter, he said, in these last days, when this stuff gets ready to happen, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters are going to prophesy and have dreams and dream dreams. And so there's a pouring out. Same way the devil tried to kill us who are about his business. He knows that we're the ones who were picked out, chosen to have dreams, to prophesy, to preach, to teach. And we've overcome a lot of bad things, drug addiction, broken relationships, parents, broken relationship, hated, ostracized by your friends, lonely walk. It's because there's a mark on a lot of us that are called and some that are chosen to do these things in the last days. So it is not a time to go run and flee. He's got people that's going to sit here and prophesy and say, repent. This is what Most High showed me. This is what you better do. And Joel, the second chapter, tells us that, because we who are on the right side, only one third of Israel will be saved. Two thirds, going to be destroyed. But we that see him when he comes, we're going to be transformed to be just like him. And Joel, the second chapter, said, we're going to fight with him. We're going to go into these millionaires' bunkers. They're hiding deep underground. We're going in there and take them out. We're going to the high rise up in the penthouses and take them out. He's coming back with vengeance. But he also told us, as we're moving into this time right now, keep praying that the Most High has mercy on his people, because we need saving. Because if they can drop two trillion on their little demonic corporations and look at us like, forget what y'all went through. They do not care about the Most High's people. And they will laugh at us and say, where's your God now?
Good you brought that up, Brother V, because I hadn't even thought about that. They're throwing that money around, but then, they all get tight-lipped, especially, you're looking at some of those politicians, Democrats. They're supposed to be helping us. They get all tight-lipped when you talk about reparations.
Yep. Yep.
They don't want the rest of the heathens mad at them.
They get real tight-lipped because they have to repent for what they've done. It's a tremendous price they're going to pay. And let me say this. The narrative is going to switch. Now, we all equal brothers and sisters in this world. Gentiles have been grafted in. But they don't want them heat. Satan, who runs these politicians and these corporations, he don't want to see Hebrews live. Because that's one of the reasons why he got kicked out of heaven, because Lucifer, because he wasn't about to bow down to us. He didn't like that we were created. He don't like the fact that we were forgiven. He don't like the fact that we have a savior. He thought he was the man. He was one of the lead archangels, one of the most beautiful. He's like, I'm not bowing down to them. Look at me, who I am. The ultimate goal is to kill off the 12 tribes that still exist in this land, who are being ostracized, persecuted, murdered, and killed. That's the ultimate goal. So the narrative is going to change after a while. They're going to focus on us.
Yeah, especially when, they really start figuring out who is who in this equation, who those people are over there right now in Israel, and who the Most High's real chosen people are.
Right.
Some of them will, they say, oh, man, what have we been doing? Some of them will, change their thought, but a lot of them won't, because they can't see believing in that.
Right. Right, absolutely. And you bring up a good point, because Scripture did tell us that they're going to wake up and come into the understanding and knowledge of who we are and say, oh, truly you are the people of the Most High. Let us go with you.
Yeah, our fathers have told us lies.
They're going
to come to that. Because they have, like I said, the way this is, like I said, just look at how, when we first came into the truth and we said, we started looking at it and researching and finding how it all made sense. It all made sense, but they've been giving us another narrative.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I might have to have Lisa come on one of these times and talk about some of those dreams, but I really think we all need to pay attention to our dreams and listen to where the Holy Spirit
is. What was one of the dreams that you had, Brother B, that was vivid?
Say that again.
What was one of the dreams that you had about end times that was like, very vivid?
I saw San Francisco being destroyed. And I saw the aftermath of San Francisco being destroyed. And I ran to San Francisco to save my mom, and I couldn't get to her. Now I understand what that means, because she's already passed and moved on.
Yeah.
And I was there, and there was a remnant of people singing unto Yah after the destruction. There was tidal wave, earthquake, everything, all at one time. And I also saw this thing where Joel, the second chapter, tells you that we who are transformed, and I know this gets most people who are under predictive programming through superhero movies aren't going to understand this. But if you read Joel, the second chapter, the 144,000 and those are going to be transformed, they're going to become supermen, mighty men. They're going to march in rank, and they're going to be doing stuff that they keep making these movies based off of with these superheroes. I saw that. Nothing could harm them, and they were bringing the recompense upon the earth. I saw that. It was clear as day.
Wow.
Well, like I said, we just need to stay prayed up, stay, try to get as close to the Most High as possible. I mean, that's what we have to do in these days.
Right.
Because things are not going to get better.
No.
You know, I've even heard some of the Gentiles out there saying, things aren't going to be the same anymore. They're not going to go back to being the same anymore. You know? So, like I said, it's just one of those times we're in.
Like Brother Tony said, they're not going to waste a good crisis. So they're going to move this as far as they can move it into the new world order, as far as possible.
I like that. Not going to waste a good crisis. You're right.
out of chaos comes order. So keep pumping fear on the news media and networks. Keep showing the numbers. But you're not talking about the fact that 1,700 people died from heart disease from eating this fast food.
Yeah.
We're going to have to shut those people down. 1,700
people died from the flu.
Yeah, a day.
Yeah, they talk about all these deaths around here. And they're talking about this. And yet, like you said, whether it be cancer, whether it be, people, drunk drivers, whatever, people are dying every day. And we've gotten used to it.
Oh, Brother D. I'm a little messed up because this week I discovered what was going on in our water system. And you used to work for them back in the day. And I found out that San Francisco's water is full of metal and rust. The same thing that's in the chemtrails is in the water.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, like I said, that's I know that water comes up from but what it is what, when water comes down here, if it goes straight into the city, they treat it with, matter of fact, they treat it with chlorine, and now they started treating it with fluoride. Our whole system wasn't treated with fluoride, but now they fix it so that every water system in the country is supposed to start feeding fluoride. And so that's what they do. Now, when the water goes into the lakes and you want to feed the people, then you got to add chemicals before you can put that out to the public. So, that's where that's coming from.
Yeah, but I didn't know about were the metals, the heavy metals. So if you go to, I'm going to give this website to everyone too, just to help you out. It's called EWG. E is in Edward, W is in water, G is in go, .org. And you can type in your zip code and it'll tell you where the water comes from and what's in the water. And so that's where I got it from. And I'll share with you. The water in San Francisco has two contaminants that exceed the health guidelines, but a total of 8 contaminants are in the water. And the dangerous one is chromium, which is a hexavalent, trithiolamines, 259 times strong. And then there's also chlorate, fluoride, vanadium, and strontium. All these things are in the water in San Francisco. And if you do the right kind of testing, there's also rust coming through the pipes. This is why people who have cancer are trying to lose weight and all these different things can't get better because the water is no good. You have to filter the water, boil, filter, or do something with the water. These long baths where you're soaking and it's going through your pores, It's just putting more heavy metal inside your body. This is why our people are so sick. I mean, they want to take a pharmaceutical medication to get better, but you keep eating bad vegetables, drinking bad water. You think you're getting healthy, taking a bottle of tap water, even the bottled water. This water is bad. You got to invest in taking care of your temple. So once again, if you want to look it up and look up all these different contaminants, go to EWG.org and pass the information on to people. And just be proactive. That's why, I mean, if you think about it, they got you locked in your house and all you're doing is dealing with that water. Some people don't have nothing but tap water, can't get out. And there's a lot of people that stimulus is not coming for three or 4 weeks. Some people going broke.
Yeah, exactly. That's what gets me too. You know, there are people not working and they're going to tell them, while they're giving all this money to these corporations, they're going to tell the average citizen, well, if you make more than 99,000, you know, or 90-some thousand, you don't get, we're not going to give you any stimulus. And where did they come up with that stuff at? You know,
right.
That they just cut Americans out of something that they're giving everybody else along with giving all that money to corporations. But it's just a wicked system, and we know that.
Absolutely. So you're going to see a cutback in airline travel. They're going to restrict our movement. There won't be so much business travel because everybody's going to keep using conference, video conferencing on their computers, and et cetera. And I know for a fact they're going to say that the kids can't go back to school unless they all get a vaccination.
Yeah, well, you know, they already tried to keep kids out of school without having which, you know, if they don't have vaccination, and there's certain forms that, because you and Brother Jacob would send people to forms that they could send, bringing them to, you know, get out of that vaccination. But,
right.
Yeah, they're slowly trying to cut all that out. And well, and that the thing about that, okay, yeah, my kid can't come to your school, start homeschooling the kid. So get a better education anyway. And
right.
We just got to be ready to adapt.
Yeah. And so in the beginning, it was like, listen, be prepared to go get the blessings of Yah and do his will. Be strong of good courage. You will be blessed even in the midst of this. Watch him supply for you if you stand fast. Stand fast. Don't move. Don't waver. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just stand fast. Stand fast. That's what I encourage you to say. You brothers got any closing comments, anything you want to say or you want to talk about it? Yeah.
Nope. The only thing I have is I just want to bless the brothers and sisters out there and pray that everything goes well for you and that you stay strong, keep your head strong during this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm crazy. But Tony?
Yeah, I just want to say the same thing. Just like stay strong and stay physically strong mentally and physically. You know,
yeah.
Just with prayer and keeping the family,
Brother
V.
Yeah.
You know,
don't fall for the okie doke.
All right. Hey, it was a blessing to have you brothers on. It's like old times.
Yes, it is. It's good to hear from you, Brother Tony.
You too, brother. You too.
Yeah. So. Let's stay strong, keep encouraging each other, keep, you know, talking on the phone and, you know, praying for each other's families, praying for both of y'all families, praying for my family. My family has definitely changed since the loss of my mother. Everybody's fragmented, but, you know, it's going to come down to that we pretty much are going to be in the situations we're in, where whoever you with inside that house is one that you got to lock in with and seek the Most High and wait for the death.
Settle. Exactly.
Right. All right, brothers. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and
Move ya with your gun, because we left ya with your gun.